All right, there are a number of events coming up on Luach. One event is we have the fast of Sheni Chamishi and Sheni, Monday and Thursday, Monday, that's tomorrow. We also have Lava Omer coming up next Tuesday. But I thought I would talk about a different event, which is coming up this week, which is Pesach Sheni, which is this coming Friday. We know the Torah teaches us that if a person is Tameh or B'derech Chachoka, if a person was a Tameh maid, he came into contact with a dead body, or he was B'derech Rechoka, which Rabbi Kiva learns in the Mishnah, Masech Pesachim, means he was more than 15 mil from the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, so he has been a Modim V'lachot, from Modim and further away, a radius in all directions. I don't know if the Modim then is the same as the Modim now in Eretz Israel, it sounds like a different location, but if a radius of 15 mil means like a Roman mile from Yerushalayim, so then they're not able to bring the Korban Pesach on the first Pesach, they'll bring the Korban Pesach in ER, on the 14th day of ER, which is this Friday, they'll bring the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah learns it's not only a person who's Tamei B'derech Rechoka, the Mishnah learns that even if a person was Shogeg, a person made a mistake, he forgot that it was Erev Pesach now, he didn't bring the Korban Pesach, or he was Ones, he had any other Ones, he also can bring it in Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah says, if that's the case, so why does the Torah only mention the other two? So the Mishnah says, it's the first two will not be Chayav Kare. They're only Chayav. In other words, they have a valid excuse, according to the Torah, not bringing the first Pesach. So the person who's Ones and is or Shogeg, so there, he actually was obligated to bring the first Pesach. He didn't bring it, but if he misses out the second one, he will be Chayav Kare. There's a minhag among Hasidim, especially, to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. Rav Shechter talks about this, and this is Rav Shechter on the Haggadah, edited by Rabbi Dr. Alan Weissman. So he says that you could ask a lot of questions on this. He points out that the Gra, of course, would not eat matzah after Pesach was over. The Gra in Maaseh Rav, he said after Pesach was over, he wouldn't eat any matzah that he could be yotzei the mitzvah with. He wanted to demonstrate that he's only eating matzah to fill the mitzvah of matzah. And then, also in the Orachot Rabbeinu, about the stipler, so the stipler is the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish, so brings down over there, he says, Amar li Agon Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who just passed away a year ago, is the nephew of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish would not eat matzahs on Pesach Sheni, and he didn't feel comfortable with it, he doesn't want to be mostly on any mitzvah, so they would not eat matzahs on Pesach Sheni. But Rav Shechter points out, there's a more difficult issue, there's really no mitzvah per se to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. In other words, on Pesach Sheni, if you have the Korban Pesach, then with the Korban Pesach, it's Amat Sodorim Yochlu. In other words, it's a package deal. If you're eating the Korban Pesach, then you have a mitzvah to eat matzah, then you have a mitzvah to eat maror. If there's no Korban Pesach, then there's no mitzvah. It's not like on Pesach Rishon, there's a separate mitzvah, by Erev Toklu Matzot. That survives even if there is no Korban Pesach. But by Pesach Sheni, that's not the case. In addition to which, he points out, Pesach Sheni is not like a freestanding mitzvah. Pesach Sheni means if Klal Yisrael brought the Korban Pesach Rishon in a state of Tahara, then those people who couldn't bring it on Pesach Rishon would bring it on Pesach Sheni. So did we bring the Korban Pesach this year? No. So then there's no Pesach Sheni. Do you understand? In other words, it's only a Pesach Sheni if everybody brings the Korban Pesach Rishon. If nobody's bringing the Korban Pesach Rishon, there is no Pesach Sheni. That's more of a reason why not to eat than not to have it. Now, and he mentions also that the Nusach Sfard, they leave out Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. The real Minag Ashkenaz is to say, yes, to say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. The Mechaber, for some reason, does not mention this, and the Aruch HaShulchan is surprised that he doesn't mention it, but he says that in Hakanami, that Sfardim don't say it on Pesach Sheni. Today, everybody is so, has his Slavos that they want to leave out the Tachanun, but that's the way that goes. Now, you could sort of defend this halacha among the people of the pro matzah people on Pesach Sheni. So he says here also, if a person really wants to do a zecher, so it would make sense to eat matzah and to have maror also. Whereas the matzah and maror is a package deal, so it makes sense. But he brings down here in the Piskei Tshuvos, he says that the Hasidim and Anshei Maaseh have accustomed to eat matzah and Pesach Sheni during the day. Zeicha leKorban Pesach shuRebbei Eibed Arbayim. In other words, today matzah is a zeicha lePesach. In other words, you could say like this: by the Afikomen, on the night of the Seder, we eat Afikomen. What is the Afikomen? So the Afikomen is zecher to the Korban Pesach and the matzah that was eaten with. That's why we have two kezaisim. One kezais is zecher the Korban Pesach. One kezais is zecher the matzah that was eaten with it. So it could be that that's what the Hasidim have in mind. That would be sort of a way perhaps to kind of defend it up a little bit for them. In Raversky Sefer Hegyonei Halacha, he brings down that, you know, on the night of the Seder, we say Zeichel the Mikdash Kehillah. We eat the Korech, we have the sandwich with the matzah and the maror, and we say Zeichel the Mikdash Kehillah. Kachaya Hillel said, Vizmach Mikdash Hakiyam, Yuhaya Ochel Matzah Maror Vochel Vyachad, says Shinemar Amat Sodomrim Yokluhu. So the Belzer Rebbe, this is Rabbi Yeshua Rokeach. He's called the Mitler Rav. There's the Sar Shalom, Reb Shalom Rokeach. Then his son is the Mitler Rav, and then you have Rabbi Yisachar Dov. Anyway, so the Mitler Rav, the Belzer Rebbe wanted to say like this: why is it that we quote a pasuk that's the only Pesach Sheni? In other words, on the night of the Seder, we say Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. And in the Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel, we say that it says Almas Sodom Riyo Klu, but that Pasuk is in Parsha Pavlovka, it's talking about Pesach Sheni. So there's another Pasuk to quote, a similar Pasuk in Parsha's Bo, that the Baal HaGadah could quote, and that would be, it says, Sliyeshu Masod Almas Sodom Riyo Klu, but that's not the Pasuk we quote. The Pasuk we quote is, he says, Almas Sodom Riyo Klu, which is talking about Pesach Sheni. So the Belzer Rebbe wanted to say is to express our yearnings for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that we're so eager that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, so we're at the Seder, and there is no Korban Pesach. So we're saying, Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel. We're eager that it should be built. And so if it's built, so hopefully we could bring in Pesach Sheni. That's the way the Belzer Rebbe wanted to say. So there's the Shalom Eishiv, is Rav Yosef Shal Nathanson. He was a rabbi in Lvov. So he asked against the Belzer Rebbe. He says, what does that mean? If we said before, if people bring the Pesach Sheni in the state of Tahara, then you have a Pesach Rishon, then you have a Pesach Sheni. If you're already at the Seder and you're not bringing the Pesach Rishon, so nobody's going to bring a Pesach Sheni this year, because Pesach Sheni is just to make up for the Pesach Rishon. So that was his kasha to the Sholem Eishiv asked. So the Belzer Rebbe had a good reply. He wanted to say there's a Tana that's brought down in Yerushalmi, it's Machlok HaTanayim, but the Tana wants to say, let's say Lu Yetzur, the Beis HaMikdash, would be rebuilt now between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So let's say the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt tomorrow. Would we bring a Korban Pesach or not bring a Korban Pesach? So according to one Tana, we would all bring a Korban Pesach. So the Belzer Rebbe wanted to say, that's what it means. In other words, and so in Achinamis, we're hoping for it, and we would all bring in Korban Pesach. So the Meshach Chachma, has a Chiddush. He wants to say that in a situation like that, where all of Klal Yisrael would observe Pesach Sheni, so then we would do a 7-day holiday. He wants to say we would do a 7-day holiday. If all of Klal Yisrael is doing Pesach Sheni, we'd observe a 7-day holiday according to the Meshach Chachma. And he says he has a remez for it from the Psukim. If you look in Parshas Pinchas, it talks about the Korbanot, and then it says Uvachamishasar Yom LaChodesh Chag Shivakimim. On the 15th day of this month, it's a 7-day holiday. It doesn't say the first month, in other words, which is the way you normally expect it to say, like it says in the previous Pesuk of Arba Asar Yom LaChodesh Rishon. It says, V'chamish Asar Yom LaChodesh Zeh. So the Meshach Chachma wants to say that there's a time that the Torah is alluding to that you'll observe a 7-day holiday of Pesach, and that'll be at the Pesach Sheni, and someone is saying that in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech they did the same thing, but they had a Pesach they did there. So with this, you can explain there is a minhag that people have not just not to say Tachanun one day on Pesach Sheni. There's a minhag that people don't say Tachanun for 7 days on Pesach Sheni. So where do they get this minhag from, not to say Tachanun for 7 days? So now we explain this whole Hesber. Now it makes little sense. Yeah, it could be. Maybe they're hoping the Beis HaMikdash can rebuild, and then it's a 7-day holiday. Mainly it makes sense now not to say Tachanun for 7 days. And also, and Rav Mirsky points this out, normally Tachanun would be something shy for Klal Yisrael. If a Yachid is just not say, let's say an individual brings a Korban Pesach Sheni, that's his Yantiv. It's not all of everybody's Yantiv, but now it's a Yantiv of everybody with the 7 days. Now, some want to say that the 7 days is based on the Zohar. The Zohar says these are days where they're very schooledic, that it's like the doors in Shemayim are opened up, the Taran Petichim is a day like that. And then there's Rav Shlomo Kluger wanted to say that there's a basis for it with the 7 days. he says, it says that Klal Yisrael traveled in the Midbar on the 20th of the 20th, second month. So why did they wait? In other words, Pesach Sheni had to wait around the Midbar. Why did they wait to travel, or the Anan got up on the 20th day of the month? We want to say that those 7 days have a tremendous chashivas. All right, any event, so there's a lot of different minhagim when it comes to Pesach Sheni, but Pesach Sheni, certainly we can hope for the ultimate geula, and there are people who don't say Tachanun for 7 days, but Pesach Sheni also represents the idea, how do we get Pesach Sheni? People said, Lama nigara, why should we be deprived of this mitzvah? People came forward, we said, we want to do this mitzvah. This is Konigsberg had a drasha like this once. You see what it is, Pesach Sheni represents like this yearning to do mitzvah. You're yearning to do mitzvah, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu gave him a mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah wasn't there. And they said, Lama nigara, how come we're left out from this mitzvah? And Mimela, they got the mitzvah. So that's what Pesach Sheni represents, and hopefully it should bring a gula to all of us. Okay.